It saddens us to see the Buffalo Sabres at the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings. You keep waiting. It's maybe this could be the year. This could be the year. It does not look like it's going to be the year for the Buffalo Sabres. Color analyst and former Sabre and good friend of Rhett Warner, Rob Ray, joins us. Good morning, Rob.
Guys, we're just playing possum out here.
Rope-a-dope.
Setting everybody up, and then for second half, real big push.
Right. For like years, you've been playing possum, or just
yeah. We just it takes time to put stuff like this together. When you got a master plan, you just don't snap your fingers and it happens.
It's kind of like even Edmonton, they're faking us out too, right? Like is that what you're working on? Is that first overall?
Get here Friday, give us a chance to win a game.
It's gonna be a close one.
It could be.
That's the lottery bowl. You guys have been 1-2 coming down the stretch there for the.
And
the ping pong balls a few times.
Look where it's got us.
Yeah.
Look where it's got us.
Some of those great drafts.
Lottery.
How's Reinhardt?
Draft in analytics. Look at all the teams that have participated in that for the last few years. We're all right at the bottom.
Is that what you base everything on, is the analytics when they draft now?
No, well, some teams do well. Talk to Arizona. Talk to Florida. How'd it work out for them? And we thought, hey, draft, build it. Everybody's like, yeah, build it to the draft.
How's your buddy Boogeyman doing there in Florida?
The Boogeyman, it was good to see the Boogeyman struggling a little bit the other day. He was just sweating on the bench. They beat us, but they probably shouldn't have. But, you know, Boogie's standing there. You know how he always thought that he was the big wheel, and he was just one of us, one of the bottom grinder pieces of garbage. But he always thought and wanted to be one of the big guys. And I think when he got to this position, he's like, I'm the big guy now, and it's killing him. It's killing him. And it's good to see.
You're bang on, though.
It's good to see him in a little bit of pain.
Yes, it is. You don't want him to.
Well, he's a former Flames captain.
Heel over, but he did always have I'm bigger than that.
Yeah, he is, yeah. When he was third, fourth line like us, he thought he wanted to be that first line guy all the time.
And he was terrible.
Anyways, he was the smallest hands for any tough guy I've ever seen in my life, or so-called tough guy. Self-proclaimed tough guy.
Was he tough?
Stick was like a stick my son uses, like a junior stick. Because his hands were so small, he couldn't put his hands around a normal-sized stick.
Weren't you saying that Paul Loss had small hands?
Yeah, Lausser had small hands.
Yeah, but he hit hard. He had something to back it up. Boogie didn't have those 5-foot-wide shoulders to back it up.
He didn't get guys spinning and try to knock their heads off, no. Boogie tried, though.
Paul Loss hit me so hard one night, right in the forehead, my helmet exploded. Like, it didn't just fall off. The screws and everything popped right out of it, and there was a helmet just hanging. Right there, I was in a little bit of trouble.
Now, yeah. I was talking to Bolts the other day, and he said he beat you up.
I see Bolts all the time, the new pro scout there.
Is that what he's doing? Here. Eric Bolton, pro scout, New York Islanders?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. And he's got the area around New York and all that. But and so he's able to come and still watch the games and catch what he has to do. So it's pretty cake job. Like, he had a pretty cake career because he never played either.
Has anyone done it better than Eric Bolton?
Nope. No, he has played the game perfectly.
Like, he played for, what,
Snow perfectly.
15 years, 10 games a year, and still is
and still making
employed in the NHL?
Years, I don't know if he I don't know if he qualifies for a pension. He hasn't played enough.
650 NHL games over a 15-year career.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Wasn't called upon much.
It's a lot of watching.
But anyways, he's the only guy that walks around the press box with his tie all undone, hanging down, his top button hanging out, and his hands in his pocket, standing there like, so what's up? So what's up? I don't know, Bulls. You tell me what's up. It's your job now.
Yeah, he should be on it. What is up with your stupid Sabres? Why do they suck?
Well, they're trying.
I don't...
You know what? I'm giving the coaching staff a lot of credit, because they're able to keep this all together. and keep everything coming out of the room very good and positive, and Phil's been great at that. I think that he has really had to bite his lip a lot of the times publicly. I know he lets him have it behind closed doors, but publicly I think he's done a fabulous job of, you know, keeping everything going straight and narrow, and a lot of times everybody's sitting back going, I can't believe he said that, because, you know, what we saw. But as a group, they got the town. It's just some nights it just looks like the lack of enthusiasm is there. Some nights, you know, you can't score. You'll generate great opportunities. You can't score. The next night, defensively, you're just awful. The next night, you know, goaltending lets you down. It's just always something. And they're just so fragile that the second they get scored on, it's like, uh-oh, here we go. And they just start throwing the pucks away and getting away from everything that they've done. They could play 55 great minutes. And then, boom, for two shifts, get away from it, and it ends up costing them games. So
their top two D are out too, right?
Yeah, the D doesn't help. You got some young guys in there that, you know, defensively in your own zone, they get down low, they get running around, and the problem is they run around so much and chase the puck and defend. By the time they get the puck, they're too tired to go on the offense. They're dumping the puck in and changing. So, yeah, the winning battles part, especially on the power play, is something they really talked about, that not coming up with those pucks to give them a second, third opportunity. They did it for a couple weeks. They put some, you know, power play goals up, and then they get away from it again. So it's consistency is just non-existent right now.
Chatting with Rob Ray here on Boomer and Warner in the Morning, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Rob, Evander Kane's got to be one of the biggest trade chips out there heading into free agency. He's had a great start to the year. That's probably the exception to the rule there. What does he look like, and what are you hearing about where he might go or what the Sabres would want in return?
He I can honestly say, is doing everything right. This guy, on the ice, you're seeing it. His performance, he's been by far the most consistent guy. You just kind of, every night, it's just like Evander's bringing the same thing, the same thing. He works hard all the time. He's one of those natural guys that, you know, it doesn't matter what he does. He plays the same game all the time. He brings it night after night. He's hitting the net now with his shots. You know, in the past, it was too much going for the big shot, picking corners, missing the net. Now he's hitting the net. He's learning to use the guys on the ice a lot more. So it's benefited him. But he works hard, man. He gets out there and he just goes. He goes 100 miles an hour all the time. He never sits down on the bench. He's always that guy just climbing over, and I stand between the benches, and half the time I'm throwing him out of the way so you can actually see. But he's intense, and off the ice he's doing and saying all the right things. And I think that it doesn't matter how bad it's been, he's the guy that's standing in the dressing room after the game answering the questions. He's the guy that is standing there when everybody needs to talk to somebody. He's the guy speaking for the organization and the team. So I like it. What he's doing, and if he gets traded, it's gonna hurt. But I can understand it, because it's right now he's on a roll.
See, because on paper, and you look at the numbers, not surprising. I mean, he can score and he can put up points. To hear that he's the guy standing in the room and is in a way the leader, that is shocking, because this has never been a kid. He's 26. Never been a guy that's been commended for his maturity or leadership.
Well, it's coming out. And it's something that, has been very noticeable for all of us around here.
So do you try and keep them, or what are they going to do?
To try to keep them, I think it would be great. I just don't know if they can. I think before they could keep them, somebody else would have to move.
Well,
because, you know, he was going to be looking for good money. It's going to be, you know, probably 7-8 that he's looking for. And, you know, when you got Jack kicking in at 10 next year, and you got Ryan O'Reilly at 7 for 5 more years, and you got Ristolainen at 5, we got some guys that are at some decent tags, and you've got no goalies under contract for next year. You got Sam Reinhart that needs to be signed for next year. You've got a list of guys that have to re-sign to stay here. That I don't know if you've got the room to sign him to a big, huge, long-term deal.
Is it a D they're looking for if they trade him?
I think they need to. I think they need the things they'd be looking for is probably somebody to play with Jack and D. because our D is pretty thin. You know, Josh George is even on his last year's deal. I think Scandella, maybe 1 year left or something like that. You got guys that are at the point where they got to be re-signed or they'll be moving on as well. So you don't have the depth. You got Brendan Gooley in the minors right now. He's your depth on D, and they're handling him with white gloves. They refuse to call him up because they want him to work in the minors and they want to learn, you know, his ropes down there, and they don't want him up here making mistakes. They'd rather him down in the minors making mistakes. So that's what they got depth wise on D.
Now, I thought you had sold the hot dog stand. You sold it, and now you have another one. Is this what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I sold one, got another one.
So what's this
Might
one?
I have that one ready to go, too.
All right, what's it called?
Same thing, Razor's Doghouse.
Really? Well, whoever bought the old
one. Why change the name?
Well, I was going to say, I would think.
Franchise that.
You franchising these?
Gotta be, the guy that bought the first one must be pissed off, because, I mean, now you're just doing the same thing again.
Not really. It's in a different area, son.
All right.
What's for dinner tomorrow?
It'd be different if I opened down the street or next door to him. He might be upset, but yeah. Why would he be upset? It's a totally different town.
Well, you're Rob Ray.
What's for dinner tomorrow?
It's the most popular name in Western New York.
I wonder why I don't like
feeding off and benefiting from, so take advantage of it.
Right. Fair enough.
What's the healthiest thing on the menu?
Veggie burger.
Have you ever had one?
Nope.
What's for dinner tomorrow?
And
are you cooking?
Thing is fried bologna. Tomorrow? No, I don't cook. My parents came down for a few days, so they timed it perfectly that my mom will be here. So
nice.
My wife, I love her to death. But if it doesn't come in a box or a can, we don't eat it. Because she can't cook it.
Right.
So
you live in Buffalo, you just have to order
wings. It's just a good thing my mom's here.
Wings and pizza, that's all you need.
So I wanted to get I wanted your perspective. I don't know, you probably would have seen Matthew Tkachuk get suspended for a game for the tap on the ankle. Witkowski gets 10 games for coming back on the ice. What would have happened in your day?
Well, probably Kowski wouldn't have had to come back out on the ice, because as soon as somebody saw Tkachuk do that, they would have addressed it and helped him out and came to his aid, too. It would have escalated to something far worse than what it was by the time it got to that box, so he probably wouldn't have had the chance to skate over and tap him in the back of the legs. I can appreciate the way Tkachuk plays, but I also can appreciate him coming back on the ice too. Why not? And it's the problem in this game. The emotion has been taken out of it a lot, and every time any emotion comes to the top, then it's reprimanded, and it's sad, because in my eyes, character and all that is leaving this game quickly, and it's hurting it. So, hey, people are talking about it. People love it. We're in Detroit just after the suspension comes down, and everybody's up in arms, and it created such a turmoil that I think it attracted attention. Maybe not all positive, but it attracted attention to your game, and I think that's what we're missing.
What's the I want a roll call, a list on the animals that live in or just outside your house?
We're liquidating. Chickens are gone. Hedgehog's gone. The rabbit, you almost got to kick it to wake it up now. So it's got
that thing is the fattest, grossest thing I've ever seen.
And it's the oldest thing. I got to check up in the record books. What's the oldest rabbit? Because this friggin' thing is old.
Like, man, when I was at your house this summer, your wife's like, don't make a noise near the rabbit because it might die.
Yeah. And it got to the point where the hole was already dug in the backyard. Because I didn't want to have to do it in the middle of the winter, just in case it doesn't make it through the winter.
Nice. That's Penn Cemetery. Right,
yeah. And a couple dogs and some fish, but now we have a horse to add to the
You got a pony?
Patient too. So, yeah, my daughter rides horses now, so it's we got a horse over at the barn. The barn's
Since when were the you place. Wealthy? Like, that's a rich what? Man's sport right there, not yours.
I'm a rich man. I'm high. I'm rich on life, Rhett.
Oh, God.
Can't take it with you, son.
Yeah, that's your philosophy. Let's spend it when we get it.
I haven't had a new pair of shoes in probably 2 years, but my wife and kids got everything they'd ever dream of.
Here's a question I have. What are the shoes, Boom, that the most popular the shoes in the
oh,
world?
Oh, those the white Nike runners with the, like, all white and then the blue swoosh on them.
Do you have a pair of those?
No. I mean, like the Adidas now, because they got the nice thick soles and they're way more comfortable.
Very cushiony.
Because there was an article about these are the ultimate dad bod, the dad shoes of 2017.
Yeah, but does that dad bod have sore feet all the time, or is that dad just some schmuck that is a schmuck that has nothing sore with them?
Well, I don't know. Are you sore? Is that what you're getting at?
You need the shoe for the hips. You need the shoes for the knees. You need the shoes. The shoes are the key to everything, guys. And there's I got probably five different little places on the road where you go and get your feet massaged. And
okay.
Rub.
We don't need
it's unbelievable.
You and your...
No, they're nice little spots. There's one in Vancouver. It's this old couple, and they fight back and forth all the time. I can't understand what they're saying. But each take a foot, and away they go, and it's unbelievable. I took RJ there last year, and he just sat there, and he just had a growl until at the end, and then he had put a little smile on. You see those little peg teeth he has, and he's just like, ooh, not bad.
This is what you do with your time. Take RJ to the...
I got a lot of spare time, but...
Happy ending?
No.
Thanks.
Are you kidding me?
No? All right.
What's your favorite... What's your favorite thing on Thanksgiving, though? The turkey, the gravy, stuffing, mashed? What's the...
Stuffing.
Me too.
Stuffing.
Yeah.
You need the stuffing in the bird, too. Too many people don't put it in the bird.
It's way better in the bird.
Soft and mushy. Oh, God, yeah.
This has been great, Robert. Yeah. It's been everything we hoped for.
Hey, say hi to Mom and Dad for me, would you?
I will.
All right.
I will. Just heading to the rink now, so...
Yep. Keep working hard. And
my daily ritual? Yeah, just gotta come up with something positive to talk about here. Anna's coming back. Felino coming back, you know.
Tyrod Taylor's starting for the Bills this weekend.
Isn't that fantastic? The Bills have been really good for me. Because I bet against them all the time. And they've been fantastic.
That's how you can afford a horse. You bet against the Bills.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
You got to think outside the box, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, Rob.
Hey, you guys too. Take care.